Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hello, Rolene Ma.
Hi, guys. What a busy, busy, busy news day it has been today. Should we get into the big top story?
Sure, absolutely.
100%. And breaking news, Nochal.
Well, breaking news earlier today that the RDF managed to thwart two groups of infiltrators, terror infiltrators, which I must say we have been expecting. We spoke towards the end of last week about the RDF sending select infantry up to the north to bolster the Northern Command. Well, today we had that supposed attack with groups trying to get into the north of Israel. Also, the RDF ordering all civilians in the perimeter of the area to please stay inside, not to go out of their homes, and they did close off the access roads. So there was an exchange of fire. It was very, very tense in the north earlier today. Israel has warned Hezbollah of, you know, disproportionate response. Those are Prime Minister Netanyahu's words. If they do not stop the threat and the nonsense. Thank goodness we have no Israelis hurt in the exchanges of fire earlier today. But according to Hezbollah TV, which of course, you know, we do monitor, groups or their cells that had come into Israel were taken out. Also, one of the cells rumored to have a anti-tank grenade Cornet anti-tank guided missile was fired towards a RDF tank. So things at the moment are tense, and we could have several complicated days before us. There hasn't been an exchange of fire for at least, I'd say, the last hour or so. As we speak, the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister are at Army headquarters. They are probably, as we can all imagine, under very, very, very tense security consultations to see what we can be expecting in the north. But the Defence Minister said quite frankly, said Iran and its proxies are still trying to strangle our northern border in an Iranian chokehold. The RDF and our security forces will continue to block Iranian entrenchment as well as the transfer of destabilizing weapons and precision weapon systems. As Defense Minister suggested, no enemy dare test us. Anyone who attempts to do so will find a steady and resolute army prepared to protect the citizens of Israel and its sovereignty. Let me stress this once again. The responsibility rests on the shoulders of Syria and Lebanon for any activity on or originating in their territories. And that echoes the Prime Minister's words to his cabinet yesterday morning, where he says that Israel will not stop at any lengths to protect our sovereignty and stop any kind of Iranian stranglehold, virtually word for word, but both sides do not want an escalation.
Ro, it's just such a crazy situation at the moment because by all accounts it looks as if the Lebanese state is a failed state at the moment. The unemployment, the suicides, the economic collapse, and the Middle East doesn't like a vacuum, so difficult times ahead.
Well, you raise an excellent point, and I'm glad that you do that, because the Middle East doesn't like a vacuum, and this is the kind of climate that opportunistic terror groups, that terror sponsors like Iran look for. They look for the weaknesses. They look for what they see as opportunities, that maybe things are porous, that governments are ineffectual or maybe distracted. You know, with all this happening, we're still fighting a global pandemic all around the world, and Lebanon is no different. So they will try and be opportunistic at this time. And the RDF is well aware of it. We're well aware of it, the situation in the south, that we could potentially have something there as well. We're very, very aware of Iranian encroachment. You know, I've spoken a few times in the last 2 weeks that I was up on the Golan Heights just 2 weeks ago, and you really, really get an indication of the geographical vulnerability of the area. You know, just kilometers away sits our enemies, and we have to be, as the defense minister says, resolute and prepared.
Rolene, apparently a mosque in Israel burnt in a hate crime. Not good news, that one.
This is not good news. And Palestinians say that they call them settlers. It could be, you know, extremist groups. And yes, we do have extremist groups in Israel as well. Arrived at the Al-Bir Mosque in the village of Al-Mahir, and they spray painted the phrase "curfew for Arabs and not Jews," and then set the site on fire before fleeing the scenes. And it must be stressed that this will not be tolerated in Israel, and they will be tried, caught and tried in no uncertain terms, but we will not tolerate hate against you know, anyone in our neighborhood, be it in Israel or in the West Bank. And local residents apparently noticed the fire. They arrived at the scene before the firefighters did, and thank goodness the fire did not reach the internal prayer space, and only managed to really damage a bathroom area, a purification room, and some of the windows. But thank goodness that it wasn't internal. And our cabinet minister, Amir Peretz, condemned the incident, calling it criminals and hate mongers, and calling for them to be brought to justice.
I'm diverging a little bit, but Kathy and I earlier in the program this afternoon were talking about the fact that Hagia Sophia has been turned back into a mosque by the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan. That news, how was that received in Israel?
Well, of course, it's received with a lot of concern, and we've also heard the threats coming from Erdogan that he plans to do the same to Jerusalem. He's made threats that, you know, the Temple Mount, which is, of course, holy to both Jews and to Muslims, the Al-Aqsa is on top of the Temple Mount, which is the original site where the Jewish temples once stood. The Dome of the Rock is holy, but for Muslims, the Al-Aqsa, which also sits on
the other side,
which is the smaller dome.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at a picture, picture it in your minds, you've got the big gold dome, Dome of the Rock, but then you've got the smaller gray dome. That's the Al-Aqsa. That is an extremely holy site in Islam. He's threatened to do the same there, to liberate it from Israel. So, you know, it has created a lot of discussion and also concern that for people who have visited the notable tourist site, that they might be cut off from visiting such a special and such a revered place as well.
So can I just ask you, are both mosques, I mean, both Al-Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock are both working mosques, right? I mean, people are going there to pray regularly.
People do go there. People do go up onto the Temple Mount. Of course, for Jews, for non-Muslims, you can go on certain days, but you are forbidden from praying overtly in a religion that is not Islam, as not to provoke the status quo. It's a very, very delicate situation, and you know, it's one that we want to maintain the status quo and the respect as much as possible.
Sure. I just wondered what Erdogan means by liberating it if it's already practicing mosques. Okay, just moving on. Maybe he just doesn't know that. So that's why I just thought I'd fact check it with you, Rolene.
Well, you know, Erdogan, he's not one to shy away from flammable and controversial language.
Yeah.
But I think what he means basically, because he refers to Al-Aqsa, we will liberate Al-Aqsa.
From Jordan.
Erdogan for you.
Okay.
I want to spend the last minute or so that we have left talking about Twitter, the 48 hours of silence. Clive, one of our listeners, got hold of us and says, what will it achieve, 48 hours of silence? What's your take, Rolene?
Okay, well, I'm glad Clive asked that, because I've been asked that at least a trillion times in the last couple of hours. What will it achieve? Look, I don't think the idea is to collapse Twitter. We know that's not going to happen. But what has been magnificent is the show of solidarity from British Muslims, from the political establishment, from celebrities from Britain. I'm asking you, Hollywood, why you have been quiet, from members of the black community, in the UK. And this concerns, the tweets that Wiley put out concerns relations between Jews and the black communities, in this case specifically of the UK. And to have the show of solidarity from the Muslim community and from the black community of the UK tells us that they hear us, that they too are outraged, and they too are absolutely disgusted. And it highlights a very important point, that this has become a cesspit for anti-Semitic hatred, and we can't allow for situations like we've had with Wiley, who used 24 hours to tweet out some of the most revolting hate speech, for that to go unnoticed and for that to go unpunished. So for the tremendous solidarity shown by Jews around the world and our non-Jewish allies, a huge thank you. So we're not going to be shutting down Twitter. That's not going to happen. But we are going to make our foibles, Clive. We are going to make our foibles and our grievances heard.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. And that's where we leave it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay
God
safe.
Bless, guys.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.